He still would die, but
then, you know what I'm saying, Saturday night to Saturday night.
It takes me. That trans throat is different, huh? I'm dead bad for real. This is an L I gotta take, but I'm done with the swipe and pipe app forever. Yeah. Yeah.
Feel like they just they peeped.
High school?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. What was that?
It's full.
Do the count. All right.
Suck you, mama. Suck your mother. Oh, same shit.
Suck your mother, suck your mother. Hey.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, I had two dudes talk about, at the dealership asked about this shit.
They said, hey, yo, what is that? I saw in the corner of my eye, bro, I was playing Fight Night 3 on this shit, PSP, then I was like, he's, hey, yo, I saw him start, I said, hey, yo, what the fuck? I hope he ain't just gonna be on his phone and just look at my shit like this. Then he asked, he said, yo, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's the internet. He said, did the other dude say, man, you made that? So, nigga, if I made this shit, how much money I be making off this? How much people be buying that shit? You know they got the latest one. It's called Ambernic Wind, and it has Windows on it. It has Windows, and it has the other emulate in it. You can switch between Windows and switch between from the Windows operating system to, Linux. To where on the Linux one, it has just all the game systems on here. So you can just go switch to Windows and you can put Steam on there, bro. You can play Steam games, Epic games.
That's hard. You can play 2K on that damn mobile. Damn, yeah. I can't
talk. No, it's just low like that.
No, I'm talking about I can't get my words together.
Oh, damn.
I was like, it didn't end.
What time
It is?
It is around 1:34.
I still got it. I gotta get the other SD card, too. Huh?
Yeah, hour 54. We got hour 54 minutes. This SD card is 64. This is a 64 gigabyte.
I think that damn squirrel my eye like a damn, like I'm cyborg.
Right, let's do audio sync up. Audio sync up, yeah.
Smack that ass, smack that ass.
Shit, I mean.
What a man saying on drumline, we be. Smacking that ass. What's up? Oh, nigga, you remember that one time on the episode? You nigga touch that fart, nigga?
Yeah. At the same time, I look at you, like, excuse me. You see, what are you talking about? I said, oh, shit. I thought I farted because I said, if I farted, bro, I said, damn. I said, I had to sacrifice somebody.
I'm like, nigga.
Had to make a sacrifice.
I said,
yeah, that one, bro, that one episode, you thought that shit didn't pick it up. That shit picked it up. I said, damn.
And I passed gas on the podcast. We dropping now. You ain't even know it, did you?
You stinky, nigga.
Huh?
You stink as hell.
Like, nigga, you was talking. And I said,
I even hearing that. I can't smell it.
And then you just kept talking. I was like, this the whole time.
Stink ass, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I never had seltzer. Well, I had seltzer before. It wasn't that good. I don't know.
But that shit good as hell, ain't it?
Like, when you get used to it, but still, I like the other stuff. I like the
alcoholic.
Mike's hard, bro. Pause. Wait a minute. Mike's harder drink. That shit still sounds sus. Mike's hard. Pause on this. Mike's hard.
Mike's hard.
The drink. Then you got Mike's harder. And you don't think that? You don't think that shit was sus?
Yeah. Why would they call it Mike's hard and Mike's harder? That don't make no sense for them to make that shit called that.
I don't know, but I open this shit. Man, once you open, you gotta drink it. There's no waste. But anyway, y'all, what's good, y'all? This your boy Zach DeRye, aka ZTR.
And your boy Bantu something, aka Bambino.
And welcome to Southern Royals, one of the best up and coming. We might as well say the best damn podcast in the South.
Motherfucker.
Language.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I'm sorry. That shit still sticking, man. When he said, Ricky, when I come and get you. What he said? When I get you, Ricky, or something?
When I get you, Ricky. Ricky, when I get you, Ricky.
When I get you, Ricky. Ricky, when I get you, Ricky. Ricky, when I get you, Ricky. I was like, what the fuck? I said, what the fuck Ricky did?
Like, get Ricky. Please get Ricky.
Damn.
Before we get to this part.
Before we start this.
I said, we already at the podcast.
I mean, yeah. God, shut up, nigga.
I'm singing. I'm like, are we already at the podcast? But like, all I gotta say, let's do weekly checks.
Shut up, Nickel.
Let's do weekly checks. 2 week checks. I don't know. How was your week?
This mic stink. Smell like real styrofoam. Yeah, it hit you, didn't it?
Yeah.
That thing hit you right in your face. How was my weeks? That was pretty good. I'm back vlogging again, you know, tapping to the channel. I just dropped like 2-3 vlogs back to back. Well, not back to back, but you know, kind of separately, but. Yeah, and I got another one dropping soon. Me getting a hand tattoo. Y'all seen it first.
Yeah, I need to go ahead. Wait, did you vlog that?
Yeah.
Oh. I about to hit you up, said, bruh, if I get this leg, if I get my other leg tattoo, you going to come? I'm going to probably vlog that shit.
All right, and I can be recording for you.
Yeah, I know, because, bruh, I wish I did that shit the first time when I got this one. I was like.
Nigga.
Like, they said people with ADHD, I'm still on that shit. You go to sleep. I ain't went to fucking sleep. Yeah. I don't like needles, bro.
I was up.
The rest of you?
All my other tattoos, fine. Except for this one, they got like here and my elbow. Everyone else, fine. My hand, ooh, I wanted to scream bloody murder. Nigga, you ever watch Black Ink Crew?
Yeah.
You know who Old Shit is?
I think so, yeah.
Richard Old Shit?
Yeah.
He did it.
You bullshit.
I swear to God.
Where you got it from?
Hmm?
Where you got the tattoo from?
Red Korean, it's right there in Goose Street, Red Bank Road.
He's there?
Mm-hmm. I swear to God. I got a video on my phone and everything right now.
That's crazy.
Right there. He did mama tattoo.
Wait, that's his shop?
That's not his shop. It's one of his people's shop. See? You tell it, that nigga right there.
That really is him. How much he charged?
This one for my hand tattoo, $120.
I wanna go to one, but like I don't wanna go to another tattoo artist because I wanna go back to thing up there gorilla tattoo place to finish my leg off with these with Pokemon right here.
Oh yeah, that'll be hard. Right? List the tattoo shop too.
Tell me why I thought that man had titties, bro. I said, is this a whole full on titty breast assist nigga? Like, did I just see that shit?
Full chested out?
Full chested out? Okay. She said if they flawless, you go brawless? Okay. That does not pertain to every woman. I'm sorry to say, because I remember I saw an older woman like this. Like, she, like, you know, older woman.
Little chested.
Like, you know, she was a little chested. Them things were hanging. I like, them things were dangling. I like, shit. Like, you know, you try not to see, but that shit caught your eye when I was walking. I was like, God damn. Shit looked like, what are those things called again? Every time we get, like, you know, people, they have them when they... They have them on their desk, and they get one little marble, and they let it go, and, you know, that marble hits one end.
Little
tick thing, whatever it is. That shit was just like that with her chest. I'm like, oh, my God. It was, like, hitting against each other, like, doo-doo, doo-doo. I'm like, yo, I'm trying not to look, but, like, it's hard not to look. That kind of looked like something else, but pause on that, because I'm like, it's a microphone. Microphone, okay.
Oh, I was about to see. When I was getting my tattoo, right, I was saying all types. Oh, shit, goddamn, fuck, shit. I said, oh, shit, goddamn. He said, that's how I got my name. I said, this nigga here.
How the fuck? That's crazy.
His name, oh, shit. Shout out to oh, shit, Richard. Richard, a.k.a. oh, shit. He the man. That's the man right there. I'm telling you, that's my tattoo man from now on.
I'll probably go after them because I think I want to go ahead and do this one up in my arm when I had the flower. I asked my mom and my grandma for more flowers. I asked for their flowers.
Yeah, good.
I'm just going to take a picture real quick, guys.
Once I get my shit fully healed, I'm posting it. I'm tagging them in it.
Oh, most definitely.
They do walk-ins, too.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Say less. But, shit, with my week, shit, my past 2 weeks, I had uploaded a recent, reaction video. That reaction video, that make sure y'all check that out on Zach the Riot. But the thing was, that the video I reacted to, That shit was out of pocket. That shit basically said, like, if each race was in a video game, what would their stats be? That shit was wild.
I think ours would be up the most.
They said, which one would win? Which one you think would win?
Us.
No. His video, no.
If not us, the Chinese.
It's not Chinese.
Who is it, white?
The Caucasians.
Fuck that. Who? Michael Phelps? Tom Brady?
Nah. But the thing, that shit is wild. But then after that,
Lance Armstrong? He had one set of nut. He ain't had no nuts, he had a nut.
I'm like, what the fuck we talking about? I look at you like, what the fuck we talking about right now?
Cut that out.
I know, eat that shit right into.
Hell no.
That shit right into, nigga. No, but the thing was, wild, but everything else was fine. Like, you know, it was work. Close your mouth.
Close your damn mouth.
I gotta talk.
Well, I'll call the white in your ass.
What?
I'm gonna call the white in your ass.
Oh, hell no. I had to think about that shit. Oh, hell no. Fuck out of here.
The white around your lip.
Oh, that's crazy. But nah. But the thing was, work, it was fine. Like, yeah, I had a good bit of though. Like, I was just tired of shit and studying for this Linux certification. But otherwise than that, I had recorded another reaction to Robot Chicken. People who don't know what Robot Chicken is, it was like off of Adult Swim. Like back in like what, the mid, like I think it had to be in the late 90s to the early 2000s. Adult Swim, bro. You remember Adult Swim, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. You had to wake up, you had to stay up like late as hell, even during the school night. To go ahead and watch like Family Guy, American Dad, and all them.
I used to love American Dad. Squidbilly.
Oh, God, Squidbilly. Oh. This shit was dumb as shit, though.
What was that one with the shake and the fryer and the meatball?
Aqua Teen.
Aqua Teen was fire, too.
And also, I remember, especially on Saturdays, when that's when I first heavily got into anime, before we had like Hulu and Netflix, because, shit, I saw a YouTube video that was sponsoring like Netflix 10 years ago. Bro, Netflix had I was like, oh, this shit back then.
Which one?
When Netflix first came out. Before they had anime and all that. But, bro.
They just had regular movies on there.
Yeah, and I remember. That's why I heavily got anime. That's why I saw Inuyasha. I probably said that wrong. Freaking Naruto. Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z Kai. And what was it? Gundam. Freaking. It was another one. But they had old anime on there. Space Dandy. That's when I heavily got into anime. But the thing is, Robot Chicken was the shit. That shit showed up even during the weekdays, like school nights.
I'm about to say
that like, with those freaking stop motion dolls and shit that they did.
2 o'clock in the morning, Robot Chicken is on.
Nah, you know you stayed up too long if you like. You know those episodes, those TV shows that came on, those weird ass shows that came on when you stay up too late. You know you stayed up too late. Mm-hmm. That freaking one, it was like a dude that was like part man, part hawk with snake hands.
What was that called?
I don't know, but every time you saw that shit, like you had to be on acid to watch that shit.
You know what? I figured when I was up too late, when Bleach came on, I was like, yeah, so it's late as hell.
Oh, yeah, Bleach. Yeah, you remember? Yeah, Bleach, yeah. Especially on Saturdays, yeah. Because I also remember, what was those two guys? Those two white dudes that had their own TV show on Adult Swim. One of them, he was, I think he was that meme that does, like, you know, close his eyes and shake his head like this. Like, he, like a surprise type shit. No, he was. They made the meme where it says it's free real estate.
What the fuck?
That's what it said. That was the meme, like free real estate. People would know when they heard me say that. Like they would know what that show is. I forgot, but bro, that video, bro, what that dude had, that shit was out of pocket. But also, Robot Chicken, bro, I forgot how much, I'm sorry to say, like, dark humor on Robot Chicken was funny as hell. Like, you could not get around it. Like, you could have had no choice but miss and laugh.
It was funnier than dang on Family Guy dark humor.
It is, because they like, outstretched that shit. Like, they went out on a limb for that shit. Otherwise than that, I recorded that. I'm about to edit it right now, and it's about to upload it. So, make sure y'all stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, for this tattoo, I am going to vlog my tattoo. The second tattoo, though. Or third tattoo I get.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Cameraman Bam back in the video. I said back in the video. Back on the scene. But can I ask you something real quick?
What?
Just hit my mind before you pulled up so we can record.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how the August Alsina had entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith, right?
Yeah, one. I don't say Pinkett Smith. I don't say Smith. I say one Jada.
One Jada. I'm weak. okay. So, and then he came out to be gay, right?
Nigga, that's when I told y'all, like, damn. I said, her kitty cat made turn straight dudes,
gay.
Turn straight dudes freaking zigzag, nigga. Like, what's going on? He was straight, now he zigzag. He straight, now he U-turn or some shit.
Yeah, he curved.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was like. He's curved. He curving.
But listen to this. So, he was at the house. August Sims was at the house for a while now.
Yeah.
They were saying some stuff about Will Smith having sexual intercourse with other men and stuff like that. I decided to put two and two together. He was there for a while. Do you think that they was making Arkansas seeing a sex slave for both of them? Think about it. They said that Will Smith's first wife caught him getting pinned to the wall by another man. And she divorced him. But he paid her off.
That's how you said pinned to the wall. He's this. I swear. Remember, if you did, have you ever heard of a YouTuber back then, like growing up, freaking like middle school, high school, like Blasphemous HG?
I think so.
Nigga, when he kept on saying with a peanut butter jelly sandwich, like he said, spread it. Like every time. I was just thinking about that. Niggas just go ahead and see the nigga who pinned Will to the wall said, spread it. Fuck. I'm sorry. Open it was in my head. Like, it's sick, but he like, bam, spread it. The fuck? But go ahead, my bad.
Nigga, what?
I beg your pardon?
But I forgot what I'm about to say, but...
You thought Will... August Alsina was there for a while. Do you think Will Smith and Jada had kept him as a sex slave?
Excuse me. Yeah.
I don't know. If he been... August was the only one that could say some shit.
He not gonna say some shit because they probably paid his ass just to be on... Start controversy that had their ass with the shit with... So, controversy with Jada, saying one Jada, saying that Jada had an entanglement, and they had this red table talk, and now this happened. I feel like this will come out sooner or later that Will Smith did something with August.
He probably did. I don't know. At this point in time, I feel like I really don't kind of know even care anymore because, like, he probably did some shit. Like, Hollywood would change somebody. Experience new thought and them things, shit. I know I ain't gonna change my ass from doing that shit because I am not gonna go. Some dudes say you had to sleep with some dudes. Dude, you have to get on your knees and give him the business. I like, oh hell no,
bullshit.
bullshit, bullshit. Like you think I'm really gonna do that shit? Cause I'm that. I ain't that damn desperate. I don't care if I'm that desperate in the fucking world. I am not gonna go ahead and put myself in that damn situation just to get a movie role. You got me all the way fucked up.
Like I said, I'll get it out the mud before I do anything. I ain't doing shit. I'm getting it out the mud.
Oh, God. Because you really got me messed up thinking like, well, we do have an opening, but I can make sure that you can get this opening if you just what? I mean, if you just what, nigga?
What?
Clean your shoes, get you breakfast for the rest of your life or some shit? I can do that.
Word.
No, if you just, you know, I should get the fuck out of my face, nigga.
You know what?
I'll beat the shit out you, bro.
Bitch, I'll slap the fuck out
you. I said, nigga, you gonna see God before that shit ever happen. Like,
now, if you say sleep with Angela Bassett or Lunell, I'll do it.
Dude. Now, if you say go ahead and do what
Tracy Ellis.
Now, you say, make your mom's happy, shit, I do it. I take one for that team. I know she old. She probably decrepit. She probably old and decrepit, but shit, I take one for the goddamn team. I make your moms happy.
Make your
she
moms
wants
happy.
Some dark meat. I help her, nigga. I give her, she get this juicy piece of dark, and she be all right.
I'm saying.
But now if you say that shit, nigga, you going to see God. You
what's that lady? Marcus, darling. If she going it like that,
Yeah, shit. If she like that, nigga, and she got that money, hey, I'll be right there, nigga. You call me your stepdaddy right there.
I'm saying. Call me step pappy.
As a pappy. As a pappy. Stupid.
As a pappy.
As a pappy. Stupid shit.
Oh, man, boy.
Nah, this let's really get into this. We're not gonna go. We're gonna keep the best for last.
Angela Bassett, Linnell, Tracee Ellis Ross hit my line. Tracee Ellis Ross fine to be 51.
I said, I don't mind a little seasoning.
Shit.
I said, I don't mind them right. Black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. The older they are. I had it. I forgot. The older they are. The more. I don't know. I had it. Then I forgot about it. What the fuck you just put on here, nigga? You said lady eating her husband ashes. Is that cannibalism? What the fuck you got that shit from?
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
This motherfucker said, oh, yeah, I did put that shit down. Fuck, you forgot. He said, damn. Like, you just legit came here like, damn, that's crazy. I really did put that shit on there. What the fuck?
I think it was somebody seen on TikTok, but not TikTok. Oh, I think it was TikTok. Basically, the lady who had a strange addiction to eating her husband's ashes. Like, taking pieces of that shit and putting it in her mouth.
Wait a minute. Now I think about it. Damn, is that cannibalism?
Exactly. There has to be some sort of cannibalism, for real.
I want to say yes, but like...
Damn, I'm not
really cannibal. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Nigga, you just came out of nowhere, that shit.
Oh, no. Don't ask me no questions.
Like, I'm thinking like, damn, that shit, is it cannibalism? Even though he's burnt up and turned to ash, she's still eating his remains.
I'm about to say, he still
got a... Isn't that cannibalism? Like, he's ash, but like, still... You's a sick bitch. You's a sick ass motherfucker. You sick bastard. You nasty mofo. What the fuck? Is it?
It has to be some sort.
Is it?
It gotta be some sort. What the fuck?
We gonna put a poll up here. I wanna put a poll.
Put a poll up. Put a poll up.
Like, I gotta see. Is it cannibalism?
It has to be.
Now you making my ass think. I'm like, that should say nut young nudie.
Yeah, that's a rat name. You never heard of Young Nudie?
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know Young Nudie?
No.
Gangster? Killer? Robber? Move your mic out the way.
I really don't think, like, if you, like, today, I don't really think you need to be a fucking gangster killer.
That's on this old song.
I know, I'm just saying, no, like, no, I'm just, you know, I don't feel like you gotta be part of a gang to be a rapper, nigga. If you a gang... To be a rapper, you just shit out of luck, because if you trying to get out that shit, you already locked in. You already locked in, nigga. It's too late. It's too late. Like how those Asian people say if they see your feet, it's too late. It's too late.
Nasty. Like, let me see. You hear this? You hear? You gotta know this song. I hate that they changed the beat though. That nudie. My damn arm burn.
Your arm burn?
I don't know what the fuck.
I thought you were about to say your hand burn. I said, of course you got that fucking tattoo.
Boy, listen. The first night you? Sleeping, boy. Ooh. Hell on earth.
It had to be hell on earth. Why you got the mic on your lip and all that shit? Nigga, like it's close up on your shit. Like,
it's on my nose.
Like, listen. What the fudge? You know what's crazy? Even though this happened last year, yeah, you might say last year, Cardi B is done with Offset. But the thing is, you had no proof. But then, you know, he just went ahead and like he was done over with because he cheated on you. Like, how many times he cheated on her?
Shit, I don't know.
Like twice, once or twice.
Shit, you might as well say five at this point because they still together.
No, they not.
Yes, they is.
But they came back together now? Are they back together again now?
They can still be together. She can say they broke up. They together behind the screen.
But the thing is, I don't get it. No, they ain't, because he got a new girl already.
They still fucking.
Probably so, but I'm just saying, like, nigga, just let go. And then you got some woman saying, like, that she don't need him anyway and all that, but you don't know what's happening behind closed doors.
Think about
it. Nobody knows what happened behind closed doors. She said she was done with him after he cheated on her, like, once or twice. Like, you treat him like once or twice, and then now you done. Hell, yo, I really don't know.
Don't you know? No, god damn.
Took her to the Heat's basketball game that time.
That's what she had on to the Heat's basketball game. I'm about to fast forward and watch this.
I don't care how pretty you, nigga. I don't care about all that. Give me average one that's thick. Give me average looking girl that's thick.
You know what I'm saying?
Like she ain't gotta be like sexualized. She like she there, like, you know, like I want that Tempur-Pedic. Let me stop that push. Oh, but do you think that you say you stay still together? That's what you think?
Yeah. I ain't gonna be broken. I think we'll be right back together soon.
I just feel like, nigga, if you tired of this shit, like, the thing is, he probably didn't even cheat. He didn't even cheat. No. They said he cheated on her at the Kaisenet stream when he was in jail. Like,
with
they
Krishan.
Yeah, with Krishan, but, like,
he wasn't even there.
Yeah?
He wasn't even there.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because I'm thinking, like, they keep on getting on Zion, bro. At this point in time, I feel like Zion shouldn't even be in the league anymore, because if your ass keep on struggling, eating back and forth, you might as well just
go to football.
That too. If you can't do football, just stop. Is mom white? Huh? Or is that like she light skin?
Who mama?
I'm saying
that ain't much on this.
Oh, I say like nigga, you never know stepmom shit. I don't fucking know.
No, that was somebody else.
Type shit, nigga. I don't know, nigga.
Somebody else, mom, nigga.
Shit, nigga.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good. The fuck? All right, we not talking about shit. We just looking at shit right here. We got a whole bunch, even from the last episode we didn't talk about. It's a Beyonce movie in theaters. Is she about to have a fucking movie?
Then you know, this old, but nah. She been had a movie in theaters. The little concert shit she had. That little tour concert she had.
Yeah.
She got that. She had a movie. She made a movie out of that.
She made a movie out of that.
And everybody had on silver and shiny ass shit. I seen on TikTok. Everybody. I wish somebody would have that shit down here. In that damn movie theater. Or else, if y'all don't take a little disco ball looking at something.
I feel like she. It's only like certain things, like early 2000s, I listened to, like, yeah, it's good, but otherwise than that, everything else ain't that good. But you know, people gonna fight you over some shit.
Right.
I ain't trying to get in a fight with that shit.
You don't got time for that shit.
You know what? Let's get back to school. Have you ever heard like this? It's like, you know, teachers say some dumb shit. The bell doesn't dismiss you, I dismiss you. So, bitch, how the fuck did the first period start?
What is the bell for?
Yeah, so how do we switch to another class?
When do you know school ends?
That's what I'm saying. I can't say that, stand that shit. Like, I swear to God. What's another dumb thing teacher be saying?
Oh.
Do you have something to share with the class? No, bitch.
Yeah. Now, I'm waiting.
You know, I'm waiting. Like, shit, you gonna keep on motherfucking waiting.
We gonna continue our conversation.
Like, you don't need to know. Would you like to read a note to the class? No, bitch. Like, why? To embarrass somebody? That's why I'm glad teaching every day, because you really embarrassing somebody, bro. Do you hate me, nigga? You hating that you ain't had notes been passed to you back when you was back in high school?
The dumbest thing I ever heard somebody, a teacher say, was that you'll never be nothing. Why would you tell a kid that
you teaching the future?
You'll never be nothing. All right. And when they grow up to be something, and they come back and show your ass. Don't say shit. You still a teacher making minimum wage.
Actually, lower than minimum wage. Like, well, not lower, but like, well, for an actual teacher to be taught, like, that's kind of fucked up.
Like, some people want to be teachers till they seen this real pay that they get, and now they scribbles at night.
I feel like they have to be, but I don't think they can be.
What?
Strippers at night. You strippers at night for fucking, from teaching. Is that Miss, what the fuck, whatever. Miss Ruthie? I never knew she popping cooch for cooch. Yeah, she popping cooch for 20s.
My damn forehead was itching.
So was my head.
I'm about to start laughing. Like, oh, my goddamn forehead. It's like, what? I never thought I heard something. I said my fucking forehead itching.
Goddamn forehead itching.
It's my forehead itching. I can't stand that dumb shit. Like, when somebody asks, like, can I go to the restroom? I don't know. Can you? Yes, bitch. I can. I hate that shit. Like, I don't
make no damn sense, bitch.
Like,
your dream, girl.
Fuck is you talking about? Let's.
You never seen that little challenge on TikTok now?
No. Damn. TikTok got a whole bunch of dumbass challenges. You know it was one dumb challenge. You had the ice bucket challenge and people do the hot water challenge.
Oh, hell yeah.
That shit was dumb as fuck. I laugh, nigga, because I saw a pastor who did the hot water challenge, nigga. Or whatever they did at a church. That man, he was big too. He was big as hell. But then once they put that hot water to his ass, he jumped up, nigga, threw off his shirt, kicked off his pants and underwear. That nigga was butt booty ass meat. Oh, no. I'm like, damn. I'm like, not the pastor.
Pastor, put your clothes on.
I said, pastor, what you doing?
Lord, just can't turn.
That nigga was big as shit. And he walked side to side and just like it. And just side. That nigga. Oh, damn.
You can tell when somebody big with the way they walk. Nigga. Oh, my mind.
Nigga. Nigga about tripping in the fucking process of showing a goddamn demonstration. Yeah, I said, why the fuck is you doing that? Like, I know I'm big too, nigga, but why are you doing that shit?
Boy, I wish we had dang on.
Oh, what, a wide angle lens?
Yeah, I might go to Best Buy next week and see if they got some.
Yeah, I'll probably get that thing off Amazon. But the thing is, like,
I'm interested, but you know, if you do that, I'll check on Best Buy.
Thanks.
Either way.
Nah, I meant, didn't I send you a video of a Waffle House? Oh, no, I think I didn't. Listen, would you eat at a pristine, clean Waffle House, or would you eat at, like, one of the Waffle House that we see down here in the South?
The Waffle House you know here in the South? Because you know they
facts, because I see the dude on TikTok. He said, he said, I ain't eating there. He said, if I don't see nobody look like they smoking a cigarette, going ahead and have a sleeve on, a Waffle House sleeve on.
I'm saying.
Zagging pants look like they dirty and all that shit. He said that ain't about to be good. He said, you need somebody to look like they went ahead, smoked in their car, and then they still came from snorting up a line of cocaine with that line show that he previously smoked on their dash in their car.
Nigga.
I like, nigga, that's what I want. Because if the Waffle House doesn't look tore up and all that shit, the food ain't going to be busting.
If somebody come open the door for me,
nah, that's what I'm saying. If that shit say hey, how you, like, you know, you say hey, how you doing, sweet, then you don't see no, like, you don't feel like no animosity is in the air, that food ain't gonna be busting. People who watch this in other states never had Waffle House, listen, you come down here, listen, if the Waffle House doesn't feel like it had animosity, or you don't see nobody or a cook or anybody out there in the front when you get there smoking a cigarette, and then once they see you, they put it out and come back in, that food ain't gonna be bust.
Don't worry about it, I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't see a person with a Waffle House sleeve, bandana, or whatever, that food ain't about to be bust. If you don't feel animosity in the air, the food ain't about to be bust.
I go to, like, when it start to get dark and then windows look fogged up, you know they're getting busy in there.
Nigga, hell yeah. Man, the Waffle House we went to, me, my moms, and my dad went to one time when I was little, the snake was about to come into the Waffle House.
Huh?
A snake was about to come into the Waffle House. The people killed this nigga, threw it out. I like, you know, and guess how the food was? Bust. Bussing.
Even the snake wanted a piece. What the fuck wrong with you?
Oh, shit.
Is it crack? It's a crack? It's a crack? It's a crack? No,
I was just trying to look for that shit.
Oh.
It's getting my phone.
Ah! Nigga, scary ass little nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to drop it again. Like, listen, if the Waffle House ain't ghetto, but if it's, like, pristine and clean, the food ain't about to be good.
At all.
I want to see that grill look like that shit been cooked on 24/7. You try to clean it so much that you can't get all the shit out.
Nigga, you over here just...
And he still got that big ass black spot on that stove.
And you still gonna use it too, because that's the good spot. Well,
that's the good spot. Mm-hmm. I want that shit. People don't get that. Same thing with Huddle Houses. Huddle House. Oh, nah.
I ain't never had Huddle House.
I had Huddle House. They had the same thing. But I went to a clean gutter house and the ghetto Huddle House. That ghetto one was better than the clean one. I'm about
to say the ghetto one gonna hit more, because, you know.
If the chairs look like, or the seats don't look like they had a whole bunch of ass in it, the food ain't gonna be good. Because you know if a chair look worn out, a lot of ass been sitting in it. I seen that, bro. Like, you don't get, like, if the chair, let's say if you go to like a free, like, people will get it. If you don't go to, like, a mom and pop food place or whatever, or a bar and the chairs don't look worn out or whatever.
The chairs got like, distressed on it and it
rips in and all that shit. Like, look like duct tape been on that bitch. If I don't see that shit in a chair, bro, at a mom and pop place, that guess what? That shit ain't, the food ain't bust. Mm-hmm. That means they came there and they tasted it and said, no, I don't want it, take it back. But if it had rips and duct tape on it, that means a lot of ass been
if
in
the
it.
The seat was like this before and it's now like that.
No, flat, nigga. That means no cushion. About. That means a lot of ass been. That a means that
big,
was
a big ass been on that motherfucker.
That means no. That means look. That means you sat there for a good time. That means good eating. That if the shit went flat, that means good eating. If that shit still got cushion in it, that shit that mean that ain't good eating.
Nigga, what?
Ooh, damn, he pegged him in the. Bye, tell him you dirty motherfucker. I still want to go to Los Angeles Angels game.
MLB game. Nigga, if that motherfucker, like, if you don't see Auntie back there with them big old arms.
Oh, with the flat, with the fucking fat, like this, like you just do, like.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit ain't that good. That means that food ain't good.
You know that mac and cheese ain't no good. That shit bland as hell. Put a fork in that shit, stick.
Oh, God. You said right here, it's a delivery driver had pissed you off. Damn, this man got a marinade. He like,
Cause I forgot.
See, damn.
It's been a while since we had in-person shit.
You know what's crazy, bro? VR, virtual reality, headsets and all. We came a long fucking way. But you know what I don't get, my nigga?
Well.
How the fuck you get assaulted on VR? How the hell you get sexually assaulted on VR, though?
You can say SA.
Nigga, oh, shit. SA.
I'll edit this one.
Yeah, I got you. Like, on SA. How do you get SA on VR? Because right here, because let me find this article real quick. Let me regale you, bro. Look, the dude when we went to the Vintage Fest, he got the shirt. He got the website back up.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get that Ninja Turtles.
That face.
I want to get that. Ooh, Kung Fu Master, Nick. Bruce Lee, they got the dude that played as Master Ip on Wing Chun.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
I want it. This nigga here. I want to get it. I had to pay for the oil change, bro. I'm getting Call of Duty, new Call of Duty, bro, on my PC. Play that bitch online, mofo. What the fuck? Who's that? Oh my god. Let me see. Let's see here. I can go back on my history. Nah, nigga, no, nigga. Let me say something. Let me go back on my little. Friday evening. Friday afternoon. What the fuck, bro? Listen, it says right here. Let me regale you. It says British child. This was on, what the freak? ABC 15 News. Playing that, bro. Hold up a minute, sir.
His family.
Oh, that is. Mm-hmm. Why her hair is so freaking red?
I don't know.
My eyes hurt. Bro, this man got too many people on his shit. He don't even know who the fuck it is.
Yeah, I don't be on this shit.
Huh?
I don't be on this shit like that.
How you think I be on my Snapchat? You got people sending me Snapchat. I'm like, nigga, I don't even know you. I don't be on here like that.
Nigga, who are you?
I be on here for anonymous type shit. Nigga. Like, I feel like Snapchat. Bro, we might as well cut this out, too. I don't know.
Just say cut out part. Anything we gotta say cut.
Yeah. Well, if you hear it, you don't have to cut it out. I don't know. Yeah. Who the fuck?
I used to work with her.
Is it? Why her hair look like that shit glued on?
Like a little swooper.
Why that shit look as a shit? Like, you know how you see on TikTok when you see some girls with their hair and then that one bald girl on TikTok with her hair, she clacks her hair. I'm like, bitch, that ain't hair.
That's not hair.
That's a shell, mofo. What the fuck is that? And then she like this, peel that bitch. I'm like, oh my God, bitch, you a hermit crab. I was like, bitch, you a hermit crab. What the fuck? She got to find a new shell.
That motherfucker got a shield on her head.
But listen real quick. This is, says ABC 15 News. It says British child allegedly It said British child allegedly raped in virtual reality video game, reporters say. How the fuck a child get raped on there? Tell me why.
And what are you gonna do about it? Report it to the police?
They reported. They called the police. And the thing is, I said, bitch, I tell the little girl, I said, so mofo, you couldn't tell me you can just took the fucking VR off. But guess what they said? I get it. She's scarred mentally, but at the same time, it's not real. Why didn't you just take the headset off? She could have took the headset, and this is why I feel like why younger kids should not have VR. Because these niggas, like, even with games, they rage and all that and scream, but I also feel like shit like this could happen. And the year just started, bro.
A lot of crazy shit just happened, and the year just started.
Like, for real.
Cat Williams.
All right, but listen, we get to that next. But listen, this shit happened in London. It says this is from ABC 15 News, published January the 2nd, 2024, Tuesday, this year. Listen, this said British police are reportedly investigating whether a child was raped in a virtual reality game. Authorities launched the probe after a group of men allegedly victimized a girl's avatar in Mediaverse. In the metaverse.
We see it again?
It said authorities launched a probe after a group of men victimized a girl's avatar in the metaverse.
The thing is,
it's a fucking avatar. It's not a fucking real person.
I'm about to say, how
you even victimize somebody? Yeah, how you victimize
how
somebody?
How would you know if it's even a real girl?
Because dudes girl. Be...
Oh, they hear the voice?
No, it's a little girl. The mom, I think the mom's girl, the girl's mom had reported this.
I'm about to say, how would the person who supposedly did it would know that's a little
allegedly.
Girl?
Allegedly. I'm sorry. Yeah, allegedly. No, I'm just thinking, like, when I hear people, when someone says, supposedly, allegedly.
Yeah.
But listen, it also says this, according to the dailymail.com, the child who was under 16 years old reportedly experienced an alleged attack in a viral room with several bystanders.
So what the fuck didn't take it off of her? She was saying shit.
Oh, my God.
Stopping.
Okay, so.
Damn.
Hold up. Tell your mama I said
thank you.
So let's get back into this shit. Listen, let's read more. Listen to this, guys. Mm-hmm. An officer familiar with the situation stated the girl suffered psychologically rather than physical harm. She could have took the shit off, though.
I am so sorry
if this shit sounds out of pocket, if this shit sounds wrong, but she just let it happen. I feel like the little girl just let it happen. I feel like she could legit just say, rip that bitch off. That's you're done. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Cause you know what I just thought of? I might have to cut this out. But it's like the R. Kelly part where he pissed on the girl. The girl could have moved. But what did she do? She stayed. What did Riley say? I seen piss, I moved. She saw piss, she stayed. Not the point.
Yeah, I know.
So who fault was that?
R. Kelly, she could have moved, I ain't gonna lie. She could have moved. Like, how the fuck? I look at her, too, like, how the fuck you telling me you blame this dude? You had a decision. Either you moved the fuck out of the way. By the way, you telling us, he didn't bind you to nothing. He didn't arrest you. He didn't put handcuffs or bind you to anything. Right. You could have fucking moved. Even if you did, you could have probably moved if you had enough space. You could have done like this. Just kept on moving some shit. Bob and weave that motherfucking move. Not a motherfucking drop on me, bitch. Like that. Do some shit. I don't know.
That shit burned.
The motherfucker, did you have asparagus, bitch? Like, somebody said, like, pause on this, like, no, like, somebody's like, bitch, was that asparagus? The fuck? Like, why are you tasting it? The fuck? Like, but I'd be pissed if she knew what the fuck that shit tastes like. I like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? You nasty. I said, you a freak.
You was nasty.
No, like I said, you a freak. You a freak. You freaky as fuck. Because if you know what it tastes like, what the fuck are you? You a freak.
It's asparagus.
Bitch.
But listen, lettuce.
atrocious. They said this child experienced psychological trauma similar to that of someone who has been physically raped.
I just bleeped it out.
Yeah, because I'm reading it like, damn it, without glasses, can I read good? I'm just reading through this. The official told the Daily Mail.com that there is an emotional and psychological impact on the victim that is longer term than any physical injuries. I get it. It's psychological. But at the same time, if she had common sense, she would have just ripped that bitch off her head.
How old was the girl? Like, what?
She was under 16, but I still feel like you still had common sense to take that shit off your head.
Insane.
Like that shit couldn't have been glued.
They said that she was by bystanders, right?
Yeah, by bystanders.
If she was screaming, why didn't they take it off her head?
No, this is in the metaverse. Bystanders in the metaverse.
Oh.
But at the same time, I just feel like if she screamed, if the mom was there, if she screamed, she could have ripped it off her head.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be like just disrespectful. But I feel like
we're just voicing our opinion.
I feel like she let it. I know the little girl, she under 16. I feel like when you hit the teens, 12, 13, 14, you should have. If she knew what was happening, she didn't like what was happening, she was screaming, she could have ripped the headset off. Because what do you do if something scared the shit out you?
Turn that motherfucker off.
Either you turn it off, or like some people just go ahead and say, ah, or people just rip that shit off and throw it.
Right.
If you knew you didn't see what you like, why didn't she rip it off? Or if her mom was around her, why didn't she just take it off her head? But it also says this.
It's like you saying you getting SA'd and you don't like it, but you stayed.
Mm.
What?
It said home.
What type of diddy shit is that? Wait.
It's a home. I'm going to pronounce this shit so wrong. Oh my God. So, yeah, my bad.
My nose itching.
I can't talk shit. Home Secretary James Clevery. Yeah, Clevery pointed to virtual realities. Oh my God, why am I stuck on shit that I prop? But you basically immersed in it. What the fuck? Immersivity.
It's all right, take your time.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm struggling. I read so good until this fucking word. I'm troubled.
How does he do that?
The move of trauma. So what the fuck? I'm reading this shit. Like, trauma. I know.
Am I reading this right?
Yeah, I'm thinking like,
how the fuck does he palm that just off the catch? How is that possible?
Sustained. Obstruction to the trauma sustained. I know it is easy to dismiss this as being not real, but the whole point of the virtual environments is they are incredibly immersive. Yes, they fucking immersive, but it's not real. Clevery told leading Britain's confrontations.
Is that what you do?
It will have had a very significant psychological effect, and we should be very, very careful about being dismissive of this. But she could have tucked it off. Like, I know we being dismissive. I know we kind of being biased and dismissive of this shit, but like, you still could have ripped it off.
You know what I'm saying? You stayed there.
Sexual, it says, SA is rife in the metaverse, according to a second officer, Ian, oh my God, Critchley.
Oh, that's his last name.
Yeah, Critchley. The National Police Chief Counsel's Child Protection and Abuse Investigation Lead warned the metaverse creators a gateway or for predators to commit horrific crimes emotionally impacting children for their entire lives. We know officers tactics to groom and commit offenses are constantly evolving, Critchley said. According to the DailyMail.com, this is why our collective fight against predators, like in this case, is essential to ensuring young people are protected online and can use technology safely without threat or fear. Meta claims a personal boundary protects its users. If it's a personal boundary, nigga, why this kind of happened though? On their end, this is on their end. Why this happened though? Like,
what's going on?
How the fuck do you get how do you get raped in virtual reality?
Doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying, like, that's a little true. I'm just thinking, like, I'm not trying to be a dick. We ain't trying to be dicks and all that, but like, I'm trying to think, like, how the fuck? Yeah,
game? Like, there's no game that is possible for you to do that on.
No, because it's not fucking allowed. Right. Even on the Call of Duty, like, when they saw a baby in the crib, you had some sick behind people shot the baby, and they say you know this is not tolerated. We cannot let you do this. Then right. They keep on shooting at the baby again. They said, we giving you a last chance. Like, you cannot do this. And they shoot the baby again.
They get banned.
No, they cut off the whole game. The game cuts off by itself because it has that sense. It has that in its code. If you keep on shooting the baby a third time, it quit. The game turns off automatically. Because you need to get fucking help. That's what they basically saying.
You are weird.
It said, the kind of behavior described as no place on our platform, which is why for all users we have an automatic protection called personal boundary, which keeps people you don't know a few feet away from you, Meta told the dailymail.com. How the fuck did she get, raped, my nigga? Like, how? The first officer argued current laws do not provide adequate protection.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you be thinking, like, how the fuck he did some of this shit? Get the fuck out of here. Nuts on your face. Nuts on your head. But it says, the first officer argued current laws do not provide ambiguous protection. No, not ambiguous. Why can't... What the fuck? Adequate. Why is it ambiguous? I said it before. First, adequate protection for virtual reality victims. The Association of Police and Crime Commissioners Chairwoman Donna Jones says relevant legislation needs reformation. What the fuck? We need to update our laws because we have not kept pace with the risk of harm that are developing from artificial intelligence and offending on platforms with the metaverse. She urged, according to Daily, what the fuck, the DailyMail.com, the government needs to look at changing.
You.
Because I said, you jumped up. What was that?
A phone falling.
Exactly. to look at changing the law to protect women and children from harm in the virtual environment. What about men? We can't get protected by the fucking virtual environment, nigga. Men can get, grape too, nigga. Get the fuck about here, nigga. You hear that shit in prison. It's nothing. They're just playing.
We can rape our woman too.
Huh?
We can rape our woman too. It's possible.
Yeah, it is possible.
Oh, damn.
What the fuck? I just heard that shit out of thing. I'm like, goddamn, so you got to bleep all this out. We're not perfect, goddamn it. Crushley points to
nobody's
the online.
Nobody's perfect.
Okay, listen, it's a Crushley points to the Online Safety Act as a step in the right direction. The Online Safety Act is instrumental to this, he told the dailymail.com. We must see much more action from tech companies to do more and make their platform safe
places. Damn, I'm yawning. Excuse me.
I'm all in the mic. The bill requires companies to identify, migrate, and manage illegal content and activity potentially harmful to children. You know what? The year just fucking started. Like, I can't deal with this now.
Too much going on already.
The year just started. How does this make any sense?
It doesn't. I'm thinking they're just trying to get publicity. They're just trying to be seen. You're going to get you a side of that, yo. I might pop me a can open in a minute.
Shoot. Like that. That's what I really don't get. I feel like she could, like I said, rip it off if she was scared. But like, psychologically, yeah, I get it. I get it. That's psychological, like. I wouldn't say damage, but like, that's psychological harm to you. But like, I just feel like at this point in time, she still could have just went ahead and just ripped it off.
Right. She could have took it off easily. But what did she do? She stayed.
And at the same time, it's also with the gaming company. How the hell you even let this shit happen, though?
They don't care. You say
you had like a couple of feet away from people, but this shit just happened to them. What happened to her?
I don't think admin's been in the game at that point, though.
Nope. So you know what? I don't even know what the year just started. He said, give me that. I don't know. But listen, let's keep on going throughout this other stuff we got right here. It's what the hell?
Free R. Kelly and stuff. Nobody cannot say they cannot say Free R. Kelly, but they can't say that he didn't make good music. He made some damn good music. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, he did. I forgot, bro. I said, what is the most devious thing you did as a child? I can't remember, bro. I had a story, but I can't remember.
I don't remember one either.
I had it, then I forgot. Man, damn. That's why I wish we did this shit earlier, bro.
We just had some shit or some life shit going on, that's all.
Goddamn. But let's get on this damn shit. Like,
huh? Podcast episode just dropped just now. Y'all go tune in.
While we recording this shit even live, we was recording this. You said you think, look, I said you think this is a recording now? This shit live. We can't answer your shit.
Like, nigga, this is
comment live right now. We can read it right now.
I'm saying, say something.
say something. Like, you think we can't read that shit? We can read that shit right now, bro. But like this, look at, let's go ahead. Because like we said, the year just started. Let's just get into the main events. I saw a video on TikTok because I remember you put this on here. A dude jump across the fucking podium or whatever to the judge. of why? What happened?
He got sentenced to life, I believe.
For what?
Shit, hell if I know.
That nigga went ahead and got a fucking head start.
That nigga said, you.
No, the only thing I heard that man say, oh, hell no. I was like, oh, look, once I saw that shit, I was like, what the fuck you mean by hell no, bro? All of a sudden, that nigga flew like super in that bitch. Like, man said, dun, ta, dun. I was like, yo. Nigga had to take like 3 or 4 people to get him off her.
And nigga said, grrr,
boom. That nigga said, oh, hell. That man, you know he had to have a running start.
Oh, yeah. If not, he hopped over that damn desk. Pat, pat.
Nah, bruh, because there ain't no way. He took off. This nigga took off like he took fucking flight.
He got height, too, because, you know, I ain't gonna lie. That little stand tall as hell. You cannot lie. That little stand tall.
That nigga said, what you said, bitch? Like, he came up.
Life. Huh?
Life. Fuck. No, bitch. Like. That man, Superman. he said, my that man said, oh, shit, my ass. Oh, damn, my fucking head.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that can't remind me.
What?
That remind me of a fucking old meme. That woman said, when she got hit in the belt in the ass with the baseball thing. My ass. I'm being raped. Shit. Great. Fuck. Damn. It was just so funny. I'm sorry. She said, my ass. I'm being raped. I'm like, what? What?
Excuse me?
I said, I beg your pardon.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That hurt right in the corner.
That man said, my ass.
Oh, shit, my ass.
But let's get to the main part. Let's get to the main part, because I know we probably been recording for about like an hour probably now. Probably not. I don't know. Let's get into this. Let's get into the main event that really happened today. Hot ass breath. Anyway.
Hey, fuck you, nigga.
Let's get into the main event with Club Shay Shay and Cat Williams, which freaking goddamn on Shannon Sharp and Cat Williams. Well, as you can tell, the episode everybody has seen. That thing got 14 million views and still over 14 million views and still counting. And I know everybody has seen this. And you know, Cat Williams, he got on everybody's case. Nobody was safe. Now,
he ain't let nobody get no break, no nothing.
Now, I feel like, do you think Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer was that funny?
Hell no. Brandon Mack was the funniest out of all of them.
I think it was like this high, because remember how it was. It was like with Kings of Comedy, it was Bernie Mac, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, then Steve Harvey. I think they did it to where, like, which ones are the most funniest. So, most funniest is Bernie Mac. Second funniest was D.L. Hughley. Third, Mm-hmm. I don't know what third and fourth with them. They really ain't that funny, to be honest with you. And the thing was, they did Bernie Mac dirty because they took him off the Kings of Comedy, or he left Kings of Comedy. I think they, I don't either know, but I know D.L. Hughley, he didn't want to be part of it no more. But the thing was,
because Bernie was the whole of it, really.
Yeah, because they put him first because they wanted Steve want to be with the closing act, because the closing act, you know, that really gets them. They didn't want Bernie to be a closing act because, you know, he would have stole the whole show. But at the beginning, I feel like
he stole the whole show with the first act.
Yeah, but then, you know, the show kind of died down when, you know, then it, you know, yeah, he was still funny. He kept he kept the people going, right. But then it really died down with Citra Entertainer, and then Steve Harvey was on there.
Yeah, a couple of
like it wasn't even that funny, and like. What Cat Williams said with Citra the Entertainer stole his joke. It was a 3-minute joke, and instead of Citra the Entertainer using, like, you know, Cat Williams like Cadillac, he used a spaceship.
Right.
Cat said he gave him the shadow of a doubt. He gave him a pass for 10 years. He gave him a pass. Then got on, you know, the pot on Channing Sharp podcast, Club Shay Shay, and said, like, you know, he did the joke. The thing,
you know, that wasn't the first time he talked about it, though.
Yeah, I know. And the thing was, he won the joke, the Comedian of the Year award for that joke.
Mm-hmm.
The thing was, he thought Cat was a no-name comedian. Cat said that joke 2 times on BET, the comedy opening for BET.
Like, that was decades ago.
And they also put that joke on the commercial when they were promoting it. Exactly. Everybody heard the joke. Everybody saw it, but I still don't get how he won the award. Same thing with Steve Harvey. I forgot that first comedian that they had, that helped Cat with the joke. He had helped him with the joke to make the joke more powerful.
I think it was Mike something.
Yeah, and guess what? He had a show about being a principal. Guess what Steve Harvey had?
You talking about
something? I keep on forgetting the name of that shit.
But, I was just watching it. Let me get right.
Yeah, but guess what? Listen, right after that. Like a year later, Steve Harvey got a show called Steve Harvey Show. He's the same one.
Right. This is the same picture and everything.
Same thing, everything. He's the principal or whatever, based off that one. And I'm thinking, like, bro.
Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. And Steve Harvey came with a show right after called the Steve Harvey Show. And it was basically kind of just like, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Damn, it wasn't just like it was like,
yeah, it was damn near like just right at it. And the thing was, he kept, my dad said, like, when he heard one of his stand-up, because he don't even care for Steve Harvey like that, saying, like, he had a barber with him all the time. And like, I said, a barber? I'm like, how the hell you had a barber with you all the time? My dad said that he told that's a bold faced lie, because people was trying to say, like, well, is the barber gonna say nothing? The barber ain't said shit. They didn't want them to even talk to the barber, because they say Steve probably paid the barber not to say anything.
Yeah, say Steve was bald headed. What the fuck?
He was bald as hell ever since the beginning.
He got a
man unit. I like, oh shit, he got a wig installment, my nigga. He got that installment, nigga.
He got the man weave. He couldn't get in the water.
Nah, he couldn't, bro, for that shit get wet. Nah, and the thing was,
now that shit down like a fitted cap.
That shit be done deflated, my nigga. I'm like, damn, I'll be thinking, like, yo, that's fucked up, because Steve, and then he said, like, he stopped doing stand-up because he had 7 shows. I said, cap. When I first heard that, I said, cap, nigga, right. The main things that you was on, you had the Steve Harvey Show with a knockoff show, freaking Family Feud when you went ahead and had Family Feud. What else he had? He had his own talk show.
Right.
He had his own talk show.
He had that when he finished comedy. Stop doing that.
Yeah,
he didn't have Family Feud though.
No, this is just say, like, I'm just saying like this, like, you know, this just say, I don't know, let's just say the ones that we know. Say he had like Steve Harvey Show, his own talk show. He had the Family Feud. Then he had
the radio show.
Yeah, that radio show. Then he had with the young stars, with the little kids coming to show their talent. So, he had that, and then he had 2 other things. I don't know, and the thing was, he said he stopped because he had those. But Cat said, you didn't stop comedy because you had us, because we was in Detroit and you lost a comedy battle against me. You lost a battle against me. That's why you lost, because he said the one thing that really helped Cat to win that thing is because he said, you think Steve Harvey got his hairline is that Chris? He got a man unit. He bald.
Yeah, you never seen that. Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, Steve does look like Mr. Potato Head, nigga. Look like he just, like...
Been saying that for years.
Yeah, oh, God, bro. And then you had Cedric the Entertainer stealing his joke. Want to ward off that shit. You know, I knew Cedric had specials, but they never, like, once he said they were never good enough to be on Netflix and on Tubi, I like, Tubi, my nigga?
Exactly. You know, it's a thing when you say Tubi.
Tubi? I like, nigga, you had Tubi with that dumbass, when that, with that light skin, that thing I shoot, that light skin girl, talking with her mans or whatever, had that frying pan.
Yeah.
And made that, and whacked him with a frying pan with that cartoon behind Kling, and he fell like this. She like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Like,
and that, but me personally, when I looked at it, I like, you know what?
He got a point.
He got a point, but I also looked at
No. I seen one special Cedric had on Netflix.
You. Well, no, listen, I said with that two with the light skinned woman, I like,
this nigga
here. Can't be stuck on, bro. I'm just saying, bro.
Nah, it was one special. There's only one special I seen. When,
I don't know about the fake, cause she looked tired. She looked like she was tired.
Nigga.
Stop, go ahead. But I dig it.
Cedric had, and Cedric Entertainer had one special, and it was Netflix. It was on there for like, what, a month probably.
Who?
Cedric Entertainer.
Yeah, because the thing was, he wasn't that funny. He wasn't that funny, nigga. Like, the only thing you saw him was on TV shows and movies. That was it.
That's it.
Then he had with Tiffany Haddish and then with Kevin Hart and all that. Like, I'm with him with that. How you come from where you came from? You was selling out in Philadelphia, but then you come to LA and then you start selling out, then they give you a movie role, then you give you your own movie.
Right.
I feel like he, nigga, there's no way, even if you were born in L.A., nigga, there's no way you were able to sell out in in Hollywood and all that.
You just starting out?
And just starting out. There's no way, and then they give you the movie. I'm with him on that. And then also,
All the gig roles he had, Cat Williams didn't want to take.
That is true, because
But one of Kevin Hart's people said he didn't do no gig roles.
Check your evidence, nigga. Fuck, I got evidence.
Yeah, he did, because ain't some skits that he did.
Movies. Fuck the skits.
Yeah, movies and skits. That's why I ain't getting. And then the thing is, like with True. Scary Movie 4.
Soul Plane. 40-year-old version. Scary Movie 3.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I remember those. Yeah, he did those gay roles. Without roles, but he played in those scenes.
In them scenes, yeah.
Yeah, he played in those scenes. Like, how in the world are you telling, like, you? He didn't play in some of the major movies that came out during that time?
Hey, nigga, did you forget what movies you did, nigga?
That's what I'm saying. And the thing is like, it's crazy how Cat Williams put on, like, with Tiffany Haddish. I agree. Nigga, I don't even think Tiffany Haddish is not a comedian. She's not.
She's not really that funny, but she's freaky as hell, though.
She's freaky, but she's not a comedian, because guess what? When have you ever heard of a Tiffany Haddish stand-up? When have you ever heard of a Tiffany Haddish stand-up special?
Never.
When did she ever do stand-up?
She don't know.
The only time you probably see if she ever do stand-up, she does those comedy bars. That's or comedy clubs. That was it. Not even the well-pristine ones, like the lower-end ones, like the ones that you don't, you know.
That's how I go back and look at what I didn't really see none.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I never saw it, but she never had a comedy special. She never had that. She never had stand up like that. So there's no way for her to go ahead and tell me, like, she's a comedian, to be honest. She's not a comedian. The roles that she did, like on Girls Night or Girls Outing or whatever, with Queen Latifah and thing, she did not write any of that.
She was the freaky sister in every movie. She was just the freak. She was the.
Yeah, and she did not write any of those. She did not write any of her roles. She did not write. People wrote for her. Now let's get on with Ricky Smiley. Now, because I saw this episode when he was talking with Shannon.
Who, Ricky Smiley?
Yeah, about with Friday. He said he was supposed to be what?
Money Mike.
Money Mike. My bad. Yeah, my bad. I was like, how the hell are you supposed to be Money Mike, but you went ahead, but you got a Christian fan base. You never cussed in cussed in your stand-ups. Every stand-up that I saw, I never heard him cuss.
Say a cuss word. All I heard was say hell.
Yeah, that was it. Even when they, back in the day when they had, like, I think, what, 90s or 80s, when they had that, joining contest, your mama type shit or whatever, those joining contests or whatever. Like, I never heard him cuss. I never heard a cuss word. That was like in the mid to late 90s and probably early 2000s. That was it.
Cause that was when Monique, Tracy?
Yeah, Tracy Morgan. Ricky Smiley and I forgot the other comedian.
Michael Blackson.
Yeah.
And it was two other dudes.
True, in fact. Like, I don't get there, throughout the whole time, you never had cuss. You never had cussed in even any of your movie roles. See. And you telling...
No. He did say... He I think that was him. Damn. That's ugly-ass baby.
Well, that was the only time. That was it. He never cussed anymore.
After that, no.
That, and that was in a movie role, not in his stand-up. And he said he supposed to be Monday Night. But remember, did you... You know, I didn't even know this in the original script of Friday After Next. Money White was supposed to get raped.
Yeah.
In the bathroom. I never knew that.
Yeah, you remember that one scene with Terry Crews came in talking about somebody.
Yeah, but I knew, you know, you had a feeling that was going to happen, but yeah. It never happened.
Right.
And the thing is, I'm like, damn, Ricky Smiley said he was cool with it. I like, when I heard
I wouldn't be cool with it.
I wouldn't be cool with it. And that's when Kat had said, you know what? He said, in movies, stuff like this, he said, I ain't got no pull. I ain't got nothing. But in comedy, I got all the pull.
Right.
I got all the credit. And he told him straight up, he's like, listen, if you let me rewrite this part and give me a chance, he said, I'll make sure this will be one of the most funniest, because we're trying to make a classical comedy.
Right.
This will be one of the most funny, it would be 10 times funnier than a black man ever getting raped. Because when is it ever funny when somebody get raped?
Never.
It's never.
Because even the dude...
Because whoever made that part of that script is dumb as shit.
Like, that's not supposed to be good. You gonna make that thing get sales, it's gonna get canceled.
Hell yeah. You know, if you show Friday After Next right now, it probably wouldn't go... Because you got newer Gen Zs out here talking about this shit. I'm still on that shit when they said... Gen Z said they don't want to see more nudity and sex scenes in movies. I said, who, bitch?
Bitch, who are y'all?
I said, who? I said, nigga, did we... I said, look, I said, did we have a conference, an international conference about this? That I wasn't... That I did not been a part of?
Did we miss the Zoom call?
Yeah, did we miss that? Because I said, bitch, like, just imagine this shit. Like, all of a sudden, like, you know... Like, you know the actor that played as Captain America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know he played in a movie called, because you got, like, funny comedy movies, like Scary Movie 1 through 5.
Right.
Not Another Teenage Movie. A superhero movie with Kevin Hart and Drake Bell.
And all the parody movies of different movies and
yeah,
shit.
Parody movies like Faster and More Furious or something like that. Like, stupid, like, I'm not going to cap. I miss parody movies, bro. I like you got serious movies. I miss parody movies. Nigga, I will like I will watch a comedy, a funny comedy parody movie of John Wick if they made it.
Boy, listen,
I will watch that.
That shit'll be funny. They gotta have Marlon Wayans play that.
Yeah, I'd be laughing. Like majority of the parody movies was produced and made by the Wayans Bros.
So all the scary movies.
Yeah,
going on. What's the
Haunted House? Yeah, and a Haunted House 2. And the
bro,
thing
ain't nothing funny when
50 Marlon, Shades, 50 Shades of Black.
Marlon Wayne was fucking the damn Annabelle doll. I seen that the other day. Like,
no,
yeah.
Nothing was out of pocket when freaking Sean Wayne was doing that with the clown on Haunted House. Because when I saw something wrap around his neck, I like, what the hell is that? I like, because when you were little, you didn't think about it. When you see it, I like, hey, yo.
Right.
What is that, bro?
Nigga, is that what I think that is?
That's what I'm thinking. I missed that shit. But the thing is.
Nah, the funniest shit ever was when that nigga turned around. How I look. The nigga tucked his dick through his leg.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I like,
he said, how I look. Tucked, untucked, nigga,
which was crazy. And the thing is, damn, I kind of forgot where I was at now. I ain't gonna lie, because we used to talk about all this shit, like, bro. But it's crazy, because go back to you really want that shit to happen.
Pause that.
Like,
nigga, you.
Like, you really want that shit to happen? Like, why would you do that? And like, you couldn't be no Money Mike because Kat. They said, why don't we get an actor? They kind of said, why get an actor? Why don't we actually get a real pimp?
I'm about to see.
To help, like, you, if you want the pimp role, you actually got to get a real pimp. People say he lied. People saying, like, he did hardcore drugs. Kat never did hardcore drugs. He meant, the only thing he did was smoke weed.
That's it.
And drink a little bit. That was it.
I didn't know weed was hard drugs.
I didn't know that shit was either. And people just putting disrespect on his name, like, I really don't get it. He gives y'all the benefit of the doubt, but I just feel like y'all niggas just hate on him. It's because he's one of the most successful actual funny kink comedy people of comedy. Like, bruh, one thing he got on Gary Owens, he said Gary Owens never sold himself, which was good because Gary Owens, like, when he said, he's like, oh, when he thought he heard it, he thought, like, damn, he shouldn't straight at me. But Gary Owens said, like, he once he asked on Twitter, he said, people say, no, he didn't send no strays at you.
Right.
He basically saying, like, you never sold yourself.
You never Illuminati shit.
Yeah, you never went ahead and, you know, like we just talked before, like, you know, did the situation. Like, and Gary said, like, one time I saw TikTok, he said, like, he had a situation like that. He never thought that would happen to him. He said this is when he was first starting out.
Right.
He said he never thought that would happen to him, but he said, like, he felt the mood, and he felt like, hey, no, he said, I don't go that way, man. He said, I'm not doing that.
I don't blame him.
Like, he said, I'm not selling myself. He said, I'm not doing that shit, bro. He said, I make it on my own, which I feel like a whole bunch of comedians need to do that shit. But, like, he, and then I'm glad the one thing he never talked about was, like, with Lavelle Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, you can't say shit about Lavelle Crawford because even Cat know he's funny.
I'm about to
you,
say.
Like, bro,
he got specials.
Like, he has specials. Bro, he got specials. He even got, like, what? I'm surprised his specials wasn't on Netflix, though.
It was.
It was?
Mm-hmm. One of them was.
Oh, it was, and they did take him off. I think it were. But the thing is, he has specials from BET, HBO, and all, like, well, I don't think HBO. But, like, he has specials to me. And, like, you legit had comedians out here that legit did not want to let him go first before them. Even like those comedy battles, some people did not want Lavelle to go before them because he already he introducing them, they didn't want him to go before him or go before them because like he was too funny that
they was gonna lose.
They was gonna lose, or it was like it was people taking turns. Sometimes they want Lavelle Crawford to go last. He's like, no, I don't want him going in front of me, ahead of me. I want him go after me because like he's too funny. Cause once you let him go, he kept on going. He gonna catch the crowd.
I'm about to see, he gonna get them easy off one joke.
Yeah, same thing with Bruce. Same thing with Bruce. You can't like you know.
You can't let Bruce go first. You can't let him go last.
He said, "What's wrong with you?" Like one of his jokes. He said, "What's wrong with y'all? Y'all going through some shit." He said, "Don't go." He said, "Don't do that shit right now." He said, "I'll run through this theater like diarrhea." He said, when the show over, make your ass go outside and make you say, fat motherfucker, fat motherfucker, fat motherfucker. I like, yo.
Tell
like,
your mama I said thank you.
He said, ooh, Lord. Yeah, he said, tell your mama
I said thank you.
And all of a sudden, he said, look, you know what old people, he said, you know something wrong with you. Old people say, oh, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Lord, bless his little heart. Like, oh, his grandpa, he said, my grandpa, he just said something just one time. That's it. Just one time.
Mm-hmm.
He's that play. He's like talking to his grandma. He said, look, go and get a new fridge. He said, I don't care what going on. He said, I don't care nothing. He said, we getting that fridge right there.
That fridge there.
That fridge right there. He said, but I'm going to look. He said, the grandma said, but I'm going to go ahead and look at another. He said, I don't give a shit.
Damn. You can look at all you want. He said, that one.
He said, I don't give a shit. He said, I don't care. All I know, we getting that one right there.
You were the point, right?
Right there. And he said, you know, he said, I don't know about old people. Sometimes they just know how to talk to each other without even saying words. And he said, they got the salesman right here saying like, well, ma'am, this is a new one because it's got double doors. And then he said, look, she said, oh, yeah, it's nice. You go look at my grandpa like, I don't think we're going to get this one. He said, well, I just look like that. He said, guess what? He said, guess what? We walked out the fridge. He said, we walked out the store. What fridge? That one right there.
Oh no!
I hope it's not mine. No,
that's just my meal, bro.
What?
That one joke you tell. I want that fire truck.
Did that fire what?
The fire truck when he was a kid.
I want that fire truck. He said, boy, what you want? My dad came out. I said, I want. He said, what you? He said, you want that? He said, I want that. Fire truck. Yeah. He said, why you go? He said, you ain't going. Tell your mom. He said, no. He said, mama said, if I say something, I want something, she'll get my behind. She said, you trying to get both of us in trouble.
I gotta watch that clip.
I like what the fuck? Like, bro, I feel like Steve Harvey and Cedric Entertainment should have never been on King's Comedy. Because, like, once you older now and you really listen to that shit back again, they not that funny. Or listen to their stand up, they not that funny.
I'm saying
the only joke that I had, like, when Steve Harvey is talking about with his niece, with his broke niece trying to have a broke behind wedding in the ghetto, that's the only one of those things that I really had truly like. And then, like, Cat Williams said, like, every time he kept on saying he wouldn't have made with his wife. Now, he said, you said that shit for the last two or three wives you had.
Damn. I think the only thing I liked from Steve Harvey was that funeral joke between black folks and white folks dying.
That too, yeah.
That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, that was the only one. Like, bro, like, let me tell you something. Like, the the main comedians that are, like, well, I would say black comedians in my top choice, this would be it. You ever heard of Rudy Ray Moore?
It sounds familiar.
The one that kept on telling the stories? Like, jokes and stories?
I think so, yeah.
I'll let you listen. I'll search one up so you can listen to it after we record it so you'll know. But now, he said, on the merry month of May, on the Titanic. He said, with the Titanic, you got to listen to it so you can get it. It's like an old school, like, type shit. But I feel like Rudy Ray Moore, people, older folks, or people who know Rudy Ray Moore, he would have been canceled today, bro. Because he was that old type, especially with Dolomite.
Dolomite.
He said, I kill Monday, war. He said, whip Tuesday, tell Wednesday, not to. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, with Wednesday and all that shit, I'm like, oh, no, not that. Damn, you whip Wednesday until Thursday, until Saturday, not to come on Sunday. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, when you hear that
saying something.
I said, oh, shit. Like, when you hear that shit, I said, you one bad motherfucker. God damn. Like, when you, like, for real, you hear that shit. Like, look, he's like, when you hear what he says, I'm like, oh, shit, you are one bad motherfucker.
What they say? I would have stopped if you're lying, but you tell the truth, so keep on talking.
God damn it. No, just like
damn,
just
you saying
like,
something
with Black Dynamite with freaking Bullhorn and freaking Rudy Ray Moore. I feel like they should give Rudy Ray Moore more lines, like the character who's playing Rudy Ray Moore. Mm-hmm. He said Godzilla was. He said suck my schmeat while King Kong hold the ball. And he said I whooped the two skyscrapers down. He said I whooped the two skyscrapers and made all the London bridges fall. Then Bullhorn said, man, you ain't nothing. He said, I ate an all tanker and didn't give me gas. I walked past the devil and burned his ass. He said I swam in the sun and skinny dipped in the moon. He said I fuck Uranus in the ass and made the bitch crawl to Neptune. When I heard that, I said, oh shit.
He is a pimp talking nigga.
Like, when I heard that shit, I said, oh shit.
This nigga's smooth.
I said, that nigga was like, what?
I got scared just now.
Oh, God gave you goosebumps. I'm like, that's one bad mother lover right there. God damn. But like, that's why I don't, like, that's what you don't get, bro. Like, comedy, I don't know, comedy now? I feel like the comedy now, some new comedy, like, it's all right, but I like to go back to the old comedy.
I like to have a mixture of blend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like a mixture. Because some, like, or like with Faison, when he was talking about Faison, Fat Faison Live. I like, not Faison. Damn, that's crazy.
Fat Faison Live.
But the thing he said, getting a Netflix special is easy. Nigga, you ain't got shit. You ain't got no specials. For the 30 years that you've been doing stand, I said, damn, he right. For the 30 years he did stand-up, he never had any specials.
Never seen a stand-up from Faison ever.
Nigga, the only way he got on stand-up is a special is because he was tagging along with another comedian.
He was what they call him? I don't know. Fuck it.
I don't know either, but bro, that shit was like outrageous. I like, damn, you ain't got shit. Cat got 12. He going to his, what, 101 city tour?
Mm-hmm. He on tour still. He's still going.
Hell yeah, and he's still making money.
If I was a comedian, I wouldn't stop going to do comedy shows. And many shows I got, I'm still doing stand-up. Fuck that.
Hell yeah, because you got new shit going on too in your life.
Shit, even Eddie Murphy thought about going back to stand up at one point back in the day.
I don't think so. That nigga, he went from comedian to straight up movie star. So he all good. And to straight up singer or songwriter. He good, man. He settled. As much shit he done, he good.
Same. We got an announcement to make too.
What's the announcement?
The reaction channel.
Oh, yeah. What's good? Okay, before we close this up, because we're done here, right?
Yeah, I had one HBC confession. I got I got one this episode.
Well, man, go ahead. Say it right here real quick, because the camera about to die, bro. Go ahead and say it. We trying to make this a world record. We trying to do this on one camera, on one battery. On one battery.
One battery. Happy looking. We good? All right, let me see.
We got like a little pinch. And we got like 38 minutes left.
Okay.
I don't know who that in the middle, but she tell your mama I said
thank you.
Now the actress that played as thing off of Fresh Prince, the younger sister, what was the character's name?
I don't remember her name. You talking about on the new one or the old one?
On the old one.
I forgot her name.
Her, she all grown, she ripe.
What?
I said tell your mama. I said
thank you.
God damn it.
Okay.
Give a thick young buck a chance.
All right, so let me do this one. The first one I ever saw, Our HBCU confessions.
Shit, we back on track.
Yeah,
I ain't got nothing.
The first one, just, I'm gonna do one a day. So I twist my coochie hairs when I'm chilling. Bracket, y'all do it too. I don't care. But I've been leaving it alone. Why it's low key locking up? Am I wrong for thinking that shit kind of hard? Laugh my ass off. Bethune Cookman.
Tell me why I read that shit before you even think about it. I saw the picture. I like, I know this nigga read it. I heard that shit. I like, y'all read it when I was on my on the floor at my job. I like, no fucking way, bro.
No, you got
I said, that's not hard. That's just, that's fucking revolting right there. Like,
man.
I like, I don't know. Like, do you want to go through a whole forest just to get to the treasure?
You going to go to the shop and say I need a retwist on my coochie hair?
Oh, that's fucking wild. You a fucking nasty ass nigga.
Dude, twist me up right here.
I want some braids.
That's nasty as shit, bro. I swear to God, that's not even what some dudes that's attractive. I don't know. They like that, but that's not even.
Not to me.
Fuck no. That's okay. Nasty. That's crazy as shit, though. All
right.
But yeah, just the big announcement. What's up, guy? We have started our own reaction channel, Southern Royals React, or that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Southern Royals Reaction. So. It's like, you know, the same thing like, okay, let me stop talking like that. It's the same thing like with us, like, you know, two cousins from the South. We like to be ourselves. So
hurry up, nigga.
So we just going to sit down. Let me hurry up, say this shit real quick before it get better. Put a battery to us. We made a reaction channel, Southern Royals React. Make sure y'all check it out with us because we're going to go ahead and try to be ourselves. So make sure you get some snacks and check that shit out. It's been your boy, Zach the Right, a.k.a. ZTR.
Your boy, Ben, a.k.a. Baby Minnow.
Shit, it's been good knowing y'all. What the fuck? Why I'm saying this shit like standing. See y'all later. Have a good time. Bye. Peace. Deuces.
Peace, y'all.